Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have to help a couple out who's got some sort of issue. I know nothing about it. So, T-Hack, what is happening?
We have a lovely couple today.
Wait, do we normally sing the song first?
I think we do,
just
yeah.
Like, all right, well, that's...
me.
We'll get this night, and that night, we'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
Okay,
yeah, I already get this.
Yeah, she's almost there. We have burn her a CD of these.
No, you haven't.
So we got. So
now
she
that's
ready.
What I call slacker.
What's the goodest one?
We have still a lovely couple today, Sophie and Ethan, and they have a disagreement about the next step of their relationship.
Oh. Well, they're having a disagreement about it. So I don't know how sweet it is.
Sophie, it looks like, won the toss, so she gets to go first. Sophie?
Yay.
Yay.
What's going on?
Okay, so my boyfriend and I were having dinner last week, and he asked me to move in with him.
Okay,
congratulations.
Yes, huge step. I'm super excited. But there is a little hiccup there. He wants me to move into his current apartment with his current roommate.
Oh.
So you'd be living with two boys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And what's your living situation now?
Well, currently I live with another roommate, but I was thinking when he said move in that we would go find our own place mm-hmm. of just us.
Absolutely. Okay. 100% that's what that means.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me try this. Will you move in with me? That's what he said, right?
Are you asking
yeah.
me?
Yes.
I'm okay, actually. Thank
okay.
you.
But like he said, will you
me?
Okay. Will you move in with me?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think that means, T-Hack?
Or did he say, let's move in together?
Yeah, Sophie. It was definitely like a discussion, and we're talking about, you know, leases being up, where we're at in our relationship, and like, we should move in together.
Did he say, will you?
We should
Sophie?
Move in together.
Sophie? Like, Ethan, are you there?
Hi.
Did you say...
What was the phrasing?
What, did you say move in together or move in with me?
You know, I'm pretty sure that I said, will you move in with me?
But also, with me is incorrect. It would be with us because he has a roommate.
No. Move in with me. Yeah. You're moving into my room. You're not moving in to the common area. We're not.
You know.
I would yes, be she using also the common is. Area. We would all be utilizing the common area. It's called a common area.
Yeah, and you know, in this economy, we gotta share things a little. It's not forever. It wouldn't be forever. And we already talked about this. We would be.
Well, okay, by we already talked about this, you mean you and Tyler talked about this. You didn't talk about this with me.
No.
Tyler.
Okay. You were excited.
Is it roommate, Tyler?
Yeah. I have to assume okay. so. Do you live with them?
No, I do not.
Tyler is my roommate. Yeah.
Okay.
But so, okay. You, okay. I don't want to say this because girls, you do this all the time.
Girls, you do this
you
all
do
the time.
You do because you hear what you want to hear.
No, we have expectations and we prefer for them to be met.
Yeah.
Another way to say that is you hear what you want to hear.
We are adults. This makes sense. Moving in together in a separate place with just us, that's what makes sense. We're not in college.
Yeah, how old are you guys? I actually think that is a factor here. Don't
we're
groan
like 28.
At me, Slacker. You're 28?
Roommate's still possibilities.
We're rookie at 28.
All I want to say, okay, 303-222-5423, call or text, pick a side. You don't get it. But like, it you want to pay, what's the difference between 25 and 33? 8% more in rent? No, 50 what? And 33. It's more. 17% more. Yeah.
Right.
Like, you either have to pay half the rent or 33% of the rent. This Tyler boy will be helping you out.
Wait, they wouldn't be paying 30.
It's like,
yeah, okay, 33. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to make it an equation. Than, yeah, you'll be paying considerably more if you go find a new place.
Depending on where we live, and also I'll be paying considerably more emotionally taking care of these extra boys.
No, okay.
Well,
Ethan, like, why did you think this would be okay? Like, is it just because of the money, or
who, me?
Yeah,
because Tyler's fine. He's a sweet boy. He will be a lovely roommate.
Babe, even you call Tyler a boy.
Well, he
you don't
is.
Call Tyler a guy or a man. You call him a boy.
He's 28 years old. He probably is a boy.
Well, and I think there's another thing of it's an apartment. If it were a house, I'd be down for some extra roommates. But an apartment, there's limited. There's more. I don't know.
Big apartments.
Aaron makes a good point.
It's just a phase. It's a transferring phase.
It's never just a phase.
A transition. That's what transition
period.
I think
it's time to phase out of Tyler.
Okay.
And phase in to living with just me.
So maybe the radio station can front us the money.
We cannot.
Oh, boy.
We cannot.
You've called the wrong place.
Is this not, ladies, isn't this sweet? He's like, look, I can't give you everything you want, but what I can give you is this small step. And that's, I'll give you my heart and this small step. And
are
believe
you Tyler,
in me,
the roommate?
Stay
like,
with me.
And, yeah.
We can grind it out together, and then I'll give you everything you want.
But
isn't that romantic?
Like, can they afford? Like,
isn't that sweet?
How far off is marriage? If it was me, I wouldn't want to be getting engaged.
You do not ask a couple who's on Great Mate Debate how far. Like, that's
okay.
So,
well, I'm sorry.
You don't do
but
that.
I'm just saying, if it was me, I would not want to be getting engaged while living in a home with another person.
Great.
It's just
well,
like,
we
that's,
will wait then. And then we don't have to kick Tyler out on, you know, we give Tyler a little time to find a roommate.
We're not kicking Tyler out. We're kicking you out and me out, and then we'll be in our own place.
And then
Tyler's high and dry.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay, then wait 4 months and let Tyler figure it out.
Do you want to live with me now?
Yeah, I'm happy to wait.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That feels weird. That feels weird.
Sometimes you need time to make the transition.
No, you don't. If you love me,
happy
you want
to wait
now.
For Tyler to find a different roommate.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Guys, hang on tight. Don't move. We're going to get you a jury here. So I'm sorry. Like, she tries to make the case of the wording. Like, that's just a misunderstanding. He never said.
We don't know what he said, technically.
He said what he said, so you're calling
no,
him a liar?
No, he said he wasn't
he
even
doesn't
sure.
Remember. He said, I think
did,
I said.
Did he say he wasn't sure?
He said,
once again, you heard what you wanted to hear. I'm going to go find it. And like, oh.
Please.
Okay.
Sophie deserves to not be living with two boys.
There's nothing wrong with it. You still go to bed with your man.
And then there's someone sharing a wall with you.
No, that's not the way apartments lay out.
Well, and Ethan's, he's trying to make it work.
I know. When T-Hack gave him his,
he wants,
I fell for that.
It's the next step.
My love is all I have to give to you.
Get and more then.
Yeah.
Bro, okay. I will move in with you right now. If you say that one more time out loud.
You got to make the eyes big when you do it.
All right, so Ethan has asked her to move in, but she's got more things she needs than that.
You're the
An
worst.
Empty apartment? Wow.
Never good enough.
Never. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Sophie and Ethan, who were supposed to move in together.
Well, they were talking about it.
He asked her to move in with him.
He asked her something.
He asked her to move in with him.
We don't know what he asked her.
And Sophie doesn't like it because what he meant was move in with me and my roommate.
But still she thought it was move in together in a new place.
Yeah, okay.
But the roommate sounds like a great guy.
His name's Tyler, and
can I just say this?
Rest my case.
Sounds great.
So I remember going through this with, like, has anybody moved in with a boy before? Yeah, Eric has. Okay. Did they do it big? Because I, like...
Do it big?
Did they... So here's what happened. One day, like, she was always just coming to my house, and she'd bring a duffel bag, okay. And then she'd, like, leave stuff under the counter or whatever, and then just one day, like, she was in my apartment, I was like, oh, I made you a key, and I handed her a key, and she was like, what are you...
Yeah, that's so sweet. But did
no,
that
she was
mean...
like, it should have been in a box or have a ribbon on it. She was what? Like, you have to ask me to move in.
No.
Mm-mm. What do you
That's
mean?
Weird.
Like, she
it's
was
a
mad.
Conversation. It's a joint decision and you converse about it. Me and my fiance, back when we were newly dating, at like 2 months, we decided when my lease was up in an apartment.
2 months?
We knew we were going to get married within probably 2 months.
Oh, wow. You guys were just desperate, huh?
So.
Wow.
What's it like to not be in love, Slacker?
I don't know. I do know.
Yeah. But it was just a conversation. There was no big to do. Mm-hmm. And then I got a key to his place right then and there.
So if he just handed you the key, it was nice, right?
I think he did just hand me the key.
But in your scenario, you're just handing her a key. You're not really saying move in. You're just going, hey, you come and go a lot. So here you go.
But she was
you
moved know? In.
You don't have to but wake me up anymore.
There were tampons in my house. You live there.
No, I wouldn't say I lived at Dane's place before because my products were there.
Wait, why was I able to say the word and you couldn't?
Yeah, that's
it just
really
felt really aggressive coming from me.
It's more aggressive. Okay. Anyway, Sophie, Ethan, we have some jury members here. I'm not sure we're going to get an actual answer for you, but let's start with AJ.
Yai.
Good luck landing the shuttle there. What? Whose side are you on?
I didn't get the name, but I'm on the boyfriend's side.
Of course.
Mm. Okay. A couple of reasons why. The first is the economy is absolutely crazy.
Yes.
Second, you can't leave Tyler high and dry. He needs some time to be able to figure out his money situation, too, in either way.
Yep.
And third, you guys need to live together a little bit before you go any further. And I got to be honest, the comment of I'm fine waiting was kind of scary to me. We got to make sure that we are compatible in every way, and that includes my buddy.
Are you in this relationship?
AJ, are you really Tyler? Oh, you got me. I get it's like if you I know it's weird, but it's like I love you and I want to live with you and I don't want to wait. And so can we just move in now and then we'll figure it out.
Already basically living together?
Are they? Are they? Is she over every day? Because if she does basically live there, it kind of makes sense for her to pay a little rent. And
vice versa, maybe he also goes to her place.
Mm-hmm.
Two girls.
So many candles.
So clean.
You guys are so dumb. Thank you for the call, Tyler or AJ, whatever
you're Tyler. That was Tyler.
He's like, you shouldn't leave me. I mean, Tyler. Hey, I enjoy. Dave?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Yeah, let's go.
That's not, you guys, this is not how great made debate. You know,
men
not,
are dumb. Don't listen to him.
No, what's going on? Why, Dave?
Yeah, why?
Okay, when me and my wife first started, when we first got together, we lived with roommates. And if we didn't kick the roommates out, we wouldn't be married today. We've been married 19 years, 3 beautiful kids. Roommates are not the way to go in a relationship, no matter how good a friend you are.
Just at the front? Just for a little bit?
You've already done that. That's what they're doing right now. It's the time for the next step.
When we kicked our roommates out, we said no more. Absolutely no more roommates. So,
and it's not like they're saying you have to pack up and leave tomorrow.
Rent was much cheaper 19 years ago.
And I
Ethan,
get that.
Chill.
At the end of the day, your relationship is worth more than what you're paying rent.
Love is priceless. Except if you're slacker and the divorces are very expensive.
That's true.
The courts see it a different way.
Okay, can I ask people who are staring at text right now, or either anybody looking? I know Erica can't see them, but like,
still no access.
Like, it's the phones are down the middle. Where are texts? Because we need an answer. Is she moving in with Tyler? Or is she?
I would say most people are on her side. saying he's a cheap boyfriend. He wants his girlfriend and his friend, but they need privacy.
Let me check in with Tiak because I think you're just reading the texts that are on the side that you agree with.
No, she's right. Most of them are saying it's not like a real step. You know, it's kind of a...
It's still a step. Like,
he's testing the waters. You have to go all in.
That is all in. She's in there now. That's all
in. No, it's not. It's you still have your place. I still have my place. We have roommates.
Ethan's trying to be sweet and romantic, and that just doesn't cut it these days.
Here he goes again.
You've been
here goes T-Hack. Love you so much. Trying to get Slacker in with him.
Ethan, it looks like you're either kicking Tyler or you're going to have to wait. What are you going to do?
Billy, I think we should maybe see about Tyler finding a place sooner than later.
Aww.
Hey, see, now I love Ethan again.
Tyler's on the other line, though. The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9. Ladies.
Yes?
You're included. I need your help. I gave my wife the ick.
Oh, no.
And I have to know how to get her back. What do I do?
Oh, no. Icks are usually irrecoverable.
And I've heard of this happening, and I'm like, oh, it's silly. And then I saw it happen to me, like, in real time, and I'm like, oh, it's real.
Did you poop in the same room as her?
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank goodness. I wouldn't be able to recover from that.
Okay, but...
In the same room?
Bathroom?
Half. Hopefully.
That's probably the big... Yeah. If it was just in the... living room, it's a different vibe.
It doesn't even matter if I'm in there or not. That will give me the
That's very true. Okay,
but can I just ask you, Erica? You are, I know we got to get to him, but I just need, this is a thing for me. You know that he poops, right?
I do.
So.
But I don't want to be in the room when it happens.
You don't want to be, but if there was like, if there was a necessity.
When would
there if he was like really sick and he needed your help.
Yeah.
Well, like maybe no, he's,
you have
like,
to hold the bucket
like...
in front of him, well, because he's all exits, no waiting, right? Yeah. He's like he's
this
sitting
is...
on the toilet. Have you never?
This is gonna make me quit my job.
You had to bring him medicine while he was in there or something.
This is like, oh god, can you bring me? And it's like,
I mean, yeah, I love him. It's fine, but
I'm just like, I don't think I'd want to be around that stuff, but like. Maybe there's something also about having a kid.
Yes. I was saying, maybe once you have kids, it kind of doesn't matter anymore.
Then you've just been around just the Play-Doh magic poop factory, and you're like, okay, you do it. Also, during the process of having a kid, I don't know how to tell you this, he's going to watch you poop whether he wants.
True.
It is one.
It doesn't always happen.
You don't know how to.
Why do you make that sound?
I was going to say 100% true, but she cut me off because I wanted you to understand the impact
like
of how true you pooping in front of him is going to be.
I appreciate you trying to mansplain.
I don't
birth
think you appreciate
to me.
It.
I do know that's a possibility, but also he is going to be shoulders up.
Yeah,
there will be nothing.
So
going
was
on.
I. But sometimes, you know that one firework that does the, like, ash snake?
What the heck? Okay, I want to talk about T-Hack.
I just want...
No! I want to talk about T-Hack.
Okay. I just want you to know what's going to happen. 303-222-5423. Text in if you didn't poop at all. I want zero text. If you pooped zero during delivery...
No, I know
text
that...
Text in. Everyone poops because you don't wear... It's like... Erica,
I believe my sister did not.
She pooped. Because you don't know where to push from.
Okay.
Did AHAC poop? Don't Stop. Answer because you're already in trouble. You're already in trouble. Don't answer.
Can we go back to T-Hack?
So we were washing our dogs and part of washing our chihuahua, there are two chihuahuas, we're cutting their nails. So when we cut their nails, I hold them and then she does the
trimming.
The trimming, yes. No. So I'm holding the dog, Bentley, and he's real wiggly, and so he gets me, and his nails are freshly like, and it just sliced my arm, like just scratched the heck out of me, holding him. Ah, you know, I'm like, oh, he got me. It's fine. We finish, and then later, I'm like, man, that really hurts. You know, it's like the dumbest injuries, like a paper cut. Sometimes it's just like, that hurts worse than like if you just cut my finger off.
Right.
It feels like.
I'm gonna say no.
Feels like. Feels like. So I said to my wife, I'm like, man, he really got me. And she was like, yeah, okay. And then later I'm like, it's like kind of bleeding. Like, what should I put something on this? And she's like, really hurt you that bad?
Oh.
I'm like, well, no. I mean, no. And it's just too late. And she just that little the tone, I could feel the shift. And she's like, really?
That, it was that bad? You won't stop talking about it.
But he got me. There's like,
can I see it?
Yeah,
can we see it? I'd like to evaluate if a hack is in the wrong here.
This is a few days old by now, but he got me.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He got me? Oh, come on. I should have bloodied it up.
We are changing the name of the show to Icks and Hack.
Am I just out of luck?
Yo.
Wait.
It hurt. It stung. Oh, it stung.
I want to back him up a little. I have a puppy in case no one knows. And when he was little puppy, he would scratch me a lot. Mm. And it did hurt really bad.
Thank you. Thank you, strong woman.
I think you're going to have to just do something.
Yeah, I know. You got to do something super manly.
Like maybe you need to come do the Manitou Incline with us.
Or like skydive.
Oh, no. No. She doesn't want you dead.
Fake some sort of weird accident where it looks like a car is on top of Leo and you lift the car off of him.
Okay. Get my son involved.
Yeah. That's what you're saying. That's the only way out of this, bro. You're going to have to.
Has she brought it up since?
No, and I've dropped it. Like that was a key for me. I was like, all right, don't bring it up anymore.
No, but like now when she like goes to the fridge and she grabs a jar of pickles and she can't get it off, does she walk over to Leo? Oh.
I thought it was unrelated. Now I'm piecing it together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Go ahead, Erica. We all know you're engaged.
Okay, that's not what I was going to lead with here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to lead with, I was reading this story and I was like, I really want to talk about arbitrary anniversaries. And I highly hope that everyone in the room has celebrated something silly before.
Isn't there a way to shorten that?
Arbitrary-versaries? Arbitraversaries?
Yeah. It's,
there
we
go.
We're going to keep working. Anabitrary.
Okay, you're making it worse. But these are...
Okay. Give me an example.
Minor milestones or random events. Like you're celebrating them each year or really just maybe one year.
Let me bring you in on a little bit of knowledge that I've gotten in my...
Talking to me or are you talking to the world?
I'm talking to the world, but specifically you, Erica, because you brought it up. Boys don't do this because... TAC doesn't know what day it is right now, let alone the date. Oh, God, if you know this, I'm in trouble.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Date the first time you kissed AHAC.
No, I don't.
You remember the setting and set, and I would not
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
But the date.
It was our third date.
There you go.
Yep.
Remember all that, right?
Yep.
Got
yep.
it. Do you know the date?
No.
Then
no.
Why in the world would he remember something actually arbitrary?
Oh, something like... Like, I don't actually. Oh, the day you binge watched your first show together. Yeah. Okay. To be fair, I don't like celebrate the first time I peed with the door open. I think we just kind of have always done that.
You've always peed with the door open?
I was listening to something and they were saying when you're a little bit older, you don't really date. You kind of just go to like being together.
That
and I feel like that was
true.
Us. Yeah. Like we went on one date. He was very scared. He didn't kiss me. I thought he just wanted to be friends. Then by like the third date.
Wait. Why is TX doing the point?
The
why
move.
Are you doing the point?
That's the I love Dane. I love him. He's the man.
Because that's a move? You think
that's the move?
That's the move.
It's the anti-move. The exact same thing happened to me and my wife. We hung out the first time. We sat next to each other on the couch. I didn't touch her. I barely looked at her. Definitely didn't kiss her. And she left thinking, I don't think he likes me. That's the move.
That's insane.
If you did that as a move, you're an a-hole.
Why?
Did you do it as a move, or were you genuinely
respectful?
Okay.
And Dane was the same, I'm sure. He didn't want to pressure you. He didn't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Okay, yes. Dane has said that he was, one, very nervous. Dane, my fiancé, by the way. There we go. That's better. He said he was very nervous, and that also, yeah, he didn't want me to think like he only wanted one thing.
Okay, okay. Yep. Love Dane. Like, love everything he just said. Hack. You said two different things. You said, I want to be respectful, blah, blah, blah. I respect what you're saying. Awesome.
Okay.
But you also said, that's the move. Is it a move?
It's my move to be respectful.
Are you gaming it?
Am I what?
Like, were you gaming it? Like, oh, well, if I do this, she's going to want me more.
No.
You were not.
No. Do I strike any of you as someone with that kind of confidence in a dating situation? No. It's like, I'm scared, so I'm just going to take it easy. I'm not going to do it. That's my move. I'm going to show you that I'm not a threat.
I see. I believe him. Mm.
I know you want to talk about arbitrary anniversaries, but I just had a flipping epiphany.
What?
I think Hack is game on all of us. I think he's like, I think the big doe eyes and that smile and the little cheeks with the little dimples.
I'm honestly surprised because he's the guy that knows the weather every single day. He looks it up. Like, I'm surprised he doesn't know the exact date.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think he games us on the innocent thing. I think he's doing like, I'm just so respectful, man. And like, he does this whole thing.
Do you think he's been gaming you for the, what, 9, 7 years he's worked here? 9 years? There we go. How many years have you been here and known soccer?
Like 7.
You think he's been gaming you that whole time?
I think he games so much.
Yeah, it's a real slow game.
I think he games so much all the time that this has just become who he is. But deep down, he just blew it. He was just like, that's the move. And it's like, oh no, I said it's a move.
I think he was saying that's a way to success.
It is, yes. I am married. Dane also on the path to
here
marriage.
It is.
That's the play.
That's
how you do it.
Stop saying play and I'll let you go. Stop saying play. It's like that's how you should treat women. If you say it like that, I'm down with it. But you keep saying move and play.
I feel like you have to do something to show that you're attracted if it's just like,
yes.
I don't know, because like the...
Kiss her, man.
Not even that. Like, just... I don't even know what it would be. But don't just ignore her.
Right.
Because to Erica's point, there is a certain age in life where if someone's if you're not showing at least a little disinterested, well, I just stroked out on that.
Yeah,
but like, then I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, if you tried that with AHAC at this age, she'd be a hard no, which is why I'm a little concerned that Erica didn't just bounce.
Well, because he paid for dinner. He made the reservation, or not the reservation. It wasn't a reservation kind of place, but he like made the
that's
Applebee's.
That's the move.
No, I'm just like,
I love him.
Eating good in the neighborhood, huh?
We didn't talk about Applebee's.
What a G.
How did we get here?
I don't think we're ever getting back.
No.
Okay. Arbitrary versary. First time you shared riblets.
Oh my God. It was the first time that we had discount sushi.
That you remember the date?
Well, no, it was our first date. But
he took you to discount sushi and you're marrying him. Oh, say
it. He did say I could have turned my nose up to it and been like, this is the cheapest date ever. But instead, I was like, I love sushi. I love big giant beers. Let's go. Now we're getting married.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I saw a stat and I don't believe that it's true. I can't believe this. Do you?
This is like the saddest I've ever seen you.
Oh.
It's about, okay.
Not
here's
about
the thing.
Me.
Here's the thing. Do you have a best, does everybody in here have a best friend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, right, but you have 2, Aaron.
Yeah.
I have like 5.
But if I had to pick one, I could. I don't want to, but yeah.
Well, that's the problem. They're hogging them all. They're stockpiling them over there. We're here fighting for crumbs.
I mean, I sort of do, but like, I find the whole concept juvenile.
Having a best friend.
Yes.
You find companionship juvenile?
To go, it's very... like elementary school to go, you're my best friend. Like, you're my best friend.
No, we all have one person that if something were to happen, yeah, you get one phone call in prison. you're in the hospital.
I got like
you
three one. People that I, or my prison call.
Okay.
Sure.
So you
Maybe
might have
four.
Three best friends.
Right.
But really?
Do they feel the same about you?
I think some of them do. Okay. Like one of my friends called me his best friend the other day and I was like, oh.
This is why it's not juvenile, because you felt something.
No,
when
but
that
I was just
said.
Like, wow, that's sad.
Didn't you ever feel that?
What's your name again?
No, I mean, no, he is one of my best friends. Haven't but I barely ever see him.
You ever felt this? Haven't you ever felt this with a woman or a partner or someone you're sharing your life with?
I don't think your sig other should be your best friend.
Why?
Because I think they're your partner, but it's a different thing. Here's the stat that TX was talking about. 14%.
14% of Americans in romantic relationships, they say their partner is their best friend. I can't believe it's not higher than only 14%.
That feels right.
I thought everyone was this
way.
That
feels right?
Yes. They're a very dear friend of yours, but you got to have another.
A very dear friend who I sleep
acquainted.
In the same bed with every night, who I make meals with every day, who I want to spend.
People with them.
He's made people.
Like them.
And
we're familiar.
Very
you know?
Dear
That's your
friend.
Wife. That's your wife. That's not your friend.
Yes, it.
Yes,
okay.
They're your friend, Slacker? But they're not your best friend.
I'm gonna say it.
What?
It's this might be why you're divorced.
No, it's not though. I think it's. Aaron, do you get me?
No.
Ah. Hello. Really?
Yeah.
Does anybody listening get me? 303-222-5423. Text in. I'm not saying. I don't think you should have all your eggs in that basket. I think you should have, like, AHAC can't be your. Call your jail call, man.
Wait.
You need a bro.
AHAC absolutely should be his jail
no!
call. Yeah.
He needs a bro that can come get him and not tell AHAC to keep a secret. Like you
and
need
I don't have one.
That's
it would be
you
AHAC.
Don't need this.
If I got three calls, it'd be AHAC three times in a row. I genuinely, because my friends who are close don't live in the state, or they're like, you know, wealthy playboys who they wouldn't pick up their phone.
Are you talking about Slacker?
No.
No. I would have just said Playboy.
You don't.
Right.
I would have just said wealthy. Which one do you want?
Neither is true. So your fiancé.
My fiancé.
Can we just name him today?
Yeah, sure.
Today's the day.
Okay.
You don't want to say his real name.
Right. He's a much more private person than I am. Not
so
hard
we've
to
been
be.
Calling him off air.
Dane.
And that's what we're going to call him.
Yeah, his name's Dane.
I pitched him on Raymond in the parking lot
he
the other day.
He did not like that. He came home and said, I don't
but
like that.
But everybody loves Raymond.
That's cute. But
yeah. So it's Dane?
It's Dane.
Okay. So Dane, he's your best friend.
Yeah. And it's not like the moment I met him, he was my best friend. But at this point, I spend a lot of time with him.
But there are girls who think they're your best friend.
It's different. It's a different kind of best friend. Because I think that in your partnership, you need to be best friends. And then you also, sorry, T-Hack, need outlets of other very, very, very close friends.
Mm-hmm. Just look at me.
You don't have anybody.
I know. Look at me.
He has wealthy playboys.
No, that guy lives in Iowa.
Oh, I don't even know who we're referring to.
Oh, God. Once you get to know this guy, then yeah.
Okay.
And we're very close, but I mean, he's not reliable in that friend way because he's out doing his own thing. And all my guy friends are that way. We're just not, I don't know.
Is this the moment that we finally bring back hubby hookup?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Like we talked about
Dane,
it.
Dane will need help too.
Does Dane have any friends?
Here he has one.
Oh, it's plenty. He's
and
loaded.
No.
It's not me.
The
thing. Erica and Dane have been here for a month.
And already.
Not even. Yeah.
And he has one. T-Hack, how long have you been here?
How many kids you have, Erica?
Oh, shut up. That's not why.
We've got one very furry kid.
Okay.
He's a lot of work. Okay. I actually think that Dane would like to be friends with T-Hack.
I could see that.
And I'm starting a bromance.
No.
He might be embarrassed that I said anything, but.
I think he wants to be friends with me.
He wants to be friends with all of you.
I think we should.
Maybe particularly.
We need some like. Do we need boundaries in our relationship?
I know.
That's weird.
We've discussed this
because Aaron and T-Hack got real close when the kids at like.
Mm-hmm. What?
My nephews.
Like, her nephew and
ages.
His like okay. They're kind of similar in age, and they were spending a lot. Like they would they would come in on like a Monday and be like, oh my God, that was so funny. What, whatever. And I'm like, you got, wait, what? Like you guys were having parties.
We went to the zoo together. Yeah.
So what's happening is you're feeling jealous because Dane has interest in being friends with T-Hack.
I am very upset with Dane.
Part of it was the,
I'm sorry. His name's Raymond from this moment forward.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. Something happened this weekend and, you know, I feel like I tend to come to you guys and say, like, make me feel less dumb about this.
And it's a tall order.
It's hard. And this
I'm
one
exhausted.
Might top the cake. That's not. But yeah, top the cake. Might be the cherry on top
cake
of dumb
topper?
Things I've done.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring it back around to weddings.
This has nothing
what a
to do with my wedding. It has absolutely nothing to do. So
you heard cake topper. Yeah. Am I right or am I right?
We all heard it. Sunday morning, I went to go get a facial because that's important. You know, don't I look amazing?
Oh, my God. You look so good.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to say that.
Radiant was the word I couldn't think of. Thank you, T-Mac.
That's a man with a wife right there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Glowing.
I just throw it out almost every day. Just, you know, radiant. Honey, radiant. We good? Okay.
Okay, so anyway, it was Sunday morning, and I'm running out the door to go get this facial. I get there. They're giving me the whole spiel. I go to get in the little chair, and they go, you can take your shoes off if you want. I take my shoes off.
Oh, no.
And I am wearing two different shoes.
Different shoes?
not two different socks.
Oh, my God. We were going to let you have it on socks, but you're not getting by with that.
No, I'm always wearing two different socks. In fact, my socks are matching right now, and that's shocking. I accidentally ran out of the house.
Leave the room. Please leave the room. Because we need to talk about you.
You
we
can talk
discuss
about me.
Things.
I know T-Hack is upset.
Upset?
Yeah.
That's, dude.
You are looking way less radiant now, I want to say.
Yeah, radioactive.
Yeah. So you just, with your socks, you just have a drawer and you just toss them all in. And you're just I'll just grab two.
I pair them for the most part, but.
What do you mean for the most part? Like the rest of it.
Wait, so
it's not
guys
for
are
the
hung up on the socks?
Yeah. No, because the shoe, it's like so many levels beyond the sock that I think we have
sock?
To start okay. small, right?
Yeah.
Because to even consider, if I had two different socks on right now, I'd be sitting sideways.
Well, okay. You know how when you buy like a pack of socks, and I feel like Aaron in particular will get this. The design on them is a different color.
What?
Okay.
The Aaron design does not on what? Get this.
Okay, so it's
Aaron, like, no understand.
You buy a pack of socks, and there's like
talking slower does not make it more clear, Erica. Try a different
they're all
angle.
Gray.
Okay.
You bought gray socks.
Sure, but then
what?
The like logo on them?
Yeah.
Is like blue or purple or red or.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
So sure. I will often mix colors just because I don't care. So sometimes I'm wearing like a gray sock with like a blue writing and then also a gray sock with purple writing.
My socks just match. If I buy eight socks, they're all gray with blue logo. Like I don't have gray with yellow, gray with.
I'm
like,
shocked.
Just,
I thought this was a girl sock thing. Mm. But T-Hack seems to be getting on my level.
No, I don't think so.
I understand it's a technicality that we're going to let you through with it, okay. I think. But
I'm
it
not
is,
wearing like one new cushiony sock and one old raggedy. Okay.
It's still frowned upon, I would say.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Woo! All right.
But I understand if they're all. If they're like, you'd never put on a no show and a crew.
No, I would never.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Slacker. That's insane. You're at a thing with two different shoes on.
You got a sneaker and a high heel on.
I was so embarrassed. And then I had to like lay there and get my facial done. I'm like, this woman probably thinks I'm insane.
Yeah.
Because I was wearing, well, I'm wearing my like Air Force Ones right now. So one shoe was that, and the other shoe was a different white, chunky sneaker. But they looked
like not even
like,
another Nike. You don't have two different because I have Air Force Ones in like all white,
right?
All black. I have an all black
Air
Force One that I can't wear here because T-Hack will kill me. He forbid me from buying the shoe, so I've never worn it here. But I have a black one with a white stripe. I would never like if
you can wear it. You just have to be ready to fight if you do. If you're wearing an all black Air Force One, that's what it is.
It's not a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yes, it is. I'm doing it for your own safety.
Okay,
I'm unfamiliar with it.
Either
clearly.
Way, you to wear a Nike and a Chuck at the same time.
That's
you're
essentially
a crazy
what it was.
Person.
No, you guys, I didn't
how did
do
you
this
not notice while walking?
Well, I just was running out the door to the car, and then
not
I got in the car,
well.
And
you
then
feel yourself careening to one side. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Like, I don't.
I remember when I was like 10 or something, and we were at my aunt and uncle's house, and then like my cousins had left, and then we went up to leave, and then one of my cousins had put on my shoes. And left right. And started there. Like,
how?
Exactly.
So how?
My whole life, it's driven me nuts because I'm like, how would you grab the wrong shoes and start your 4-hour drive?
You couldn't.
This is worse.
This is considerably worse.
Yes. That was
so
a child.
What you're saying is this has not happened to any of you.
No. Erica. How do you store your shoes?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
That's the problem.
They're right next to the sock drawer of shame.
No, both pairs were under the bed, and I realized I had to leave in like 5 minutes, so I just grabbed and.
I can't.
I cancel my appointment. I check into a hospital if I feel myself with two different shoes.
Yes.
Do not pass go. Like. Okay.
She got in the car immediately after and started driving.
I would
still feel.
So did the lady say anything?
No, I said something.
It was just an understanding.
Yeah. And then I texted my sisters and one said, are you a child? So.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Okay, I guess it's weirder than I thought it was. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes. Okay. Tell the story that you just told us.
So I got home. And there was a big ladder in our kind of driveway up to get onto our roof, a ladder set up there. And so I'm like, oh, that's weird. I didn't know we were having work done. So I got in. I said, hey, Ange, what's with the ladder? And she goes, I don't know.
Had she noticed it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she hear people on the roof?
No. So it was not there when she went to pick our son up from school. It was there when she came back. So she, I don't know if people were up. And so I tried to move it.
That's even more concerning.
How long
it's
of
like
a...
They were watching.
Yeah, isn't she only gone for like 30 minutes to do that?
It depends on how long they play afterwards. Yeah, 30 minutes, an hour or so.
Okay.
So in that time period, someone got on your roof.
Mm-hmm. There were two. There was one ladder here, and then there's a second ladder.
What?
Up on the, like, to get to the highest part of the roof.
Do you live in like an HOA neighborhood or anything?
No, never. Woo!
Okay.
Was your neighbor getting work done? Did you ask them?
No. Yeah, we texted him. And I tried to move the ladder, and it had a bike lock around it, so it was bike locked.
That's
weird.
To the gutter.
To your gutter.
To my gutter,
yeah. This is alarming.
You didn't pay for somebody to work on your house.
No.
And somebody permanently attached, not permanent, but like semi-permanently attached a ladder to your roof, and you're telling the story to us off air so casually that makes me want to throat punch
like,
you.
You went to sleep at night with that ladder. It's still there as far as we know?
Both of them, yeah. The one was on the second.
What?
The way I would be getting like bolt or like fence cutter link.
Yes.
Uh-uh. You're gone.
You went to sleep. Okay, let me just.
Do you have a chimney?
No. Okay. No, we don't have a
chimney. Chimneys don't work the way you think they work, Erica. I don't want to blow anything for you, right. But you and I are going to have a quick talk after we get done with this.
I just like thought maybe they were climbing up onto the roof and into the chimney.
It's like Santa's inspection service. He's like, does a like a dry run.
Right, like obviously not in, what month are we in? May, but like that's where my head went.
No.
Okay, so.
No,
I'm in the wrong here.
Okay, so you go out to your back deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you reach up and touch your gutter from there? Could you jump and touch your gutter? How
maybe
high is your
jumping.
Gutter?
Okay. Maybe jump, but it's
so
like 9 feet or something.
So if someone were to be on
maybe.
Your roof, say, just randomly, and like slide off, could they land on your deck without being harmed in any way, shape?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you slept knowing someone at any time could climb over your house and be on your back deck.
Yeah, but the door to the house is locked.
Okay,
on the back deck.
It doesn't matter to me.
So it's the same as the front door. Like you could just walk up to the front door, and that would be a locked
door. It's a lot easier to.
So either way, you're just met with a locked door.
But are there windows accessible from any of your roof?
Yeah, those are also locked. We closed them.
So I would be calling emergency services over this.
So I did think that. I was like, no, I'm not going to call the police and be like, there's a ladder.
Yes!
No! I'd say, I think someone was trying to access my home because they...
Why would they leave the ladder, though? It doesn't make any sense.
Then it's
Why
there.
Are they on your house?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Probably.
Your cavalier attitude about this is freaking me out. You're a father of two kids.
Yes, small kids.
Their windows were locked. I was even Googling, like, is this so dumb? Is this like a TikTok trend where you like, you don't toilet paper someone's house? You like
ladder them.
Were they nice ladders? Pretty nice, yeah. One's pretty tall to get up.
You should get cutters and just pocket those, put them in your garage. Those are yours now.
Yep.
I will bring them to your house.
Okay.
Tonight.
Especially if no one came to your house to say, hey, we have to, because you did get some work done that you guys didn't know was happening because I was there and I was texted you.
Yes.
You're like, oh, yeah, right. Like, they don't care about their house, truly. Sorry.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, years.
Months.
No,
months
couple
ago.
Months. Yeah.
The communication has been very poor from the, like, contractors of when they're going to show up.
Can you get into your garage?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not in the way.
No, it's not in the way. It's like just off to the side of the front of the house. Okay. There's two ladders. Yeah.
I'm in disbelief.
Who would I call? Who, like,
I would call your contractors and say, was this you guys?
Like, what?
No. Well, there's some money dispute. Was it still there? We don't really want to open up the conversation with the contractor.
Was it still there when you left for work today?
No, it wasn't.
What?
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hear what happened? I awoke early. I heard some footsteps on the roof. So I went out. I said, oh, someone's on the roof. The ladder must be the ladder guy. Came out. There was a guy. I said, hey.
Please, God, let it be Santa Claus.
He goes, oh, I'm the inspector. I just want to check out your roof. I'm like, well, yeah, no one told us about the ladders. Like, what's going on? He's like, oh, yeah, they just put them there waiting for me.
The inspector of what?
I don't know.
It's Santa. It's the Santa.
No, he inspected the roof.
Was he very small? Was he wearing green?
He's checking on your kids.
Did he have bells on his shoes?
Naughty or nice?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to tell us about your show and tell disasters.
Disasters.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. I think like schools kind of, all the schools are like out or getting out. Mm-hmm. So like we might be able to get some teachers to call in. Because like, does anybody in the room have a personal show and tell story?
Oh, I sure do.
You do?
Yeah.
Like you did something weird at show and tell?
Adjacent to me? Do you want me to tell it?
Let's pull up chairs.
Okay. So when I was born, so I have three older siblings.
We're going all the way far back. All right, everybody, just pull your cars over. I hope you don't have anywhere to be. She started it. Full school. And
so I am the youngest of four full siblings, at least. And my brother is like 5.5 years older than me. And so he was in kindergarten when I was born.
Okay.
And requested to bring the baby for show and tell.
So he brought a live human to show and tell?
That's so cute.
So my mom brought me to his classroom.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I wish this was the day of like iPhones and stuff. There's no photos of it. Like, but it's so sweet. He was so excited, even though I was his third little sister.
Do you think he really was excited? Or was he hoping?
What was the other option?
Because I remember in school that like on occasion we would dissect things. And maybe
kindergarten.
He was hoping it was a dissection day.
I don't think
and he could trim the family tree.
5.5, he was thinking. Let's.
I don't know. I remember, my kids did, like, there was a point where, I don't know if you've all seen this, but, like, there's a point where your siblings realize that's your competition. And, like, you kind of want to eliminate the competition. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Where they go, like, how come I don't get all the cake? And it's like, oh, she gets some. But if she weren't here, would I get all the cake? And it's like, yeah. And
then they start doing the math. Experienced that.
I bet you did.
My brother was proud, and he brought a little baby.
And show and tell.
And then what did you do? Tricks? Or they like,
yeah, that's such a good question. I think I just
what's the point?
Existed because it's like I was so little.
They didn't like change a diaper. They didn't do
for
any.
For sure not. They were in kindergarten. They were probably half wearing diapers themselves.
Okay.
So I could have used the help.
Right. Yeah. Like, let me show you how it's done.
Yeah. Like, oh my okay. gosh. Okay. So, well, it wasn't a disaster. I just thought it was a cute story.
That is really cute.
Thank you. Aaron gets it.
Oh, bonding. this all nice. Started is because a school in England had to be evacuated because a kid brought in a grenade to show and tell.
A live one?
It was from World War II, and I think he thought, I think it was like, oh, this is super old, so this won't go off.
An artifact. Yeah.
And I think they're like, we don't know.
Yeah, there's no
if it's gonna
there's
or
no
not,
telling.
You
know?
Mm-hmm. Is the parent not involved in the, like, they're just saying, know. Go ahead and
much
pick
like
your...
Erica's diaper, this thing could blow at any second.
Wait, I was a baby. Not now.
I will say a lot of times, like when we've done show and tell stories in the past, a lot of times the kid just grabs something. Well, yeah. My dad really likes this, so I'm going to bring it to school.
Or like, I almost forgot. I got it just.
Because there's been kids who like bring their dad's crack pipe. And you're like, my dad just really likes this. It's really pretty, right? And it's like, and then the teacher is like forced to.
Do any of you actually remember doing a show and tell?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I was from a time where I literally did. This sounds insane. But one time I brought a gun. My dad
that's
hunted and
wild.
I brought a gun. I was like, this is my dad's favorite thing. And it was like, it's 30 outside. Obviously not loaded.
Like your dad gave you permission to bring the gun.
Yeah. And the school was like, bring it on. Like it's so crazy. It was just such a different time.
Yeah. That's, or if you're just around, if there's hunters around, that's
well,
super.
In Longmont, Colorado.
Yeah.
You just hunt. Everybody just went out and shot stuff.
Oh, back in the day.
Even now they do. It's like there's duck blinds, goose blinds, like all over the place. And You just hunt every like in I'm sure they don't allow it, but like in the high school parking lot when I was going to school, kids had gun racks in their car.
Because wouldn't they go like
yeah, you leave school
before
you don't
or
kill
after,
something.
Yeah,
yeah. Some of them would have it. Yeah, they'd have a deer in the truck in the bed of their truck all day.
What?
Gross. For real?
Yeah, like just like, bring it in,
show and
tell.
Well, I dissected some guy's little sister one time.
Stop.
Well, it was in kindergarten, but we. All right, we didn't do that, but we want to hear your weirdest show and tell story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I just remember it was like two or three in a row where I brought the same thing because I was so damn proud. And it was just like my Irish dancing trophies.
Oh,
no one cared.
You wore the fake little ponytails and all that.
Oh, the wigs.
Yeah,
the massive wigs.
So you just brought in your trophies, you little braggadocious piece of
hell. And then, of course, the kids were going to ask me to dance.
Oh.
So then I got to demonstrate. Yeah.
Not once, not twice, but
like,
maybe three.
Yeah,
you just kept doing it?
Yeah.
The kids are like, we get it, Aaron.
Oh, there's Aaron with her clogs again. Can't wait. Hack.
I don't know. My kid just he'll just grab something. He'll grab like a Transformers toy. He's just like, I'm bringing this to school. And I'm like, is there a show and tell today? He's just like, huh? And I'm like, what? No, are you allowed to bring that? And he's just like, Dad, just
get in the car.
Sometimes you can bring. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like allowed to bring it. I like, we get stories sometimes about people bringing like taxidermied stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's just at their house. And they're like, oh,
this is what we want.
The possum. Right. Why don't I bring that?
Yes. Or your dead dog.
Yeah. No.
And the poor teacher has to deal with that, but not like make the kid feel bad, right?
I think
to be
that's
hard.
What we want. I think like if a kid brought something weird like in, great, if you have a memory of that. But I think a lot of these are going to be teachers going like, yeah, kids bring in
a jar of eyeballs.
Legit.
Yeah.
And why would those be at home?
Because like if your dad's a farmer, like, and they're like, so, like, I swear to God, I'm bringing up dissecting again, but like my teacher was like, we were dissecting stuff. And I was like, I really wish like back in the day we could get cow eyes. Cause you can really like cut it open and
the
see the cornea and the blue
on
the whatever. And one of the kids was like, I can bring him in tomorrow. And he like rolled into school with a huge, like the little burp it.
Why
and
were
seal
they
it
in his home?
Because his dad was like a dairy farmer and they just have all the cow eyes.
And they're just not getting rid. They should just donate them to science.
Maybe they did that day. We dissected cow eyes from.
It's a stocking stuffer, at least.
Oh, thank
my
you.
God.
Give them away.
We saved some little baby's life that day because we dissected the cow eyes instead of a baby sister. I'm just going to keep trying to make that joke land.
It's not working. No. T-Hex laughing.
All right. Weirdest thing you've had at a show and tell. We call them show and tell stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about basically show and tell disaster situations. Mm-hmm. And
or
dissecting
funny things.
Babies.
Like, no.
You're right. We're not talking about that anymore.
Can my kid bring you for show and tell too?
Sure.
On dissection day.
No.
No. It doesn't exist in kindergarten.
Oh, okay. Well, it's okay. Carrie?
Yay.
Dissection day. I'm sorry. All show right. and tell. Show
no,
and
wait,
tell stories.
What the heck?
Sorry.
So I was the weird kid and brought the weird thing.
Oh.
And speaking of dissection, I was 7 years old, and I got my tonsils out, and I asked the doctor if I could keep them. And
did they say yes?
They did, and they gave them back to me in a jar of formaldehyde.
You took them to school?
I took them to school thinking it was the coolest thing ever. And I showed them to my class, and everybody was disgusted. And I thought they were fascinating, and I was heartbroken.
Can I just ask, are the thing that hangs down on the back
that's
of your
throat, uvula.
Yeah, that's not your tonsils,
no.
Right? Where are the tonsils?
On the side.
They're on the side of that.
And there's two separate ones?
Well, yeah. Yours aren't, yeah. Carrie.
Yeah.
Yours are in your jar. Bring them down to the station, would you?
Do you still have the jar?
Funnily enough, in one of my moves as a kid, we left them at one of our houses. So somebody found a jar of tonsils when they moved in.
Horrified.
Tiak has been pitching hard lately, the weird thing you found in your house, and I think this might be the way to get into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, tonsils?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
We just found somebody's. What do they look like? Do they look like little marbles or something?
You got to call the realtor.
No, they look like little pieces of like chicken nuggets that were raw.
Ah! Okay.
Yeah, we got to see them in person.
All right. If anybody's got their tonsils, swing by the station.
I'm Googling tonsils in a jar.
That's right. Literally what I just looked
up.
Oh,
my God. All right. These guys have cycled up.
Ew. These are so gross.
Tina?
Yay.
What you got in a jar? I'm sorry. No. Show and tell stories.
Okay, so about second grade, a kid brings in a hamster who had just had little babies. And unfortunately, as we're all, he's showing and we're looking, the mama starts eating the babies, and it was super traumatic. And
they do that sometimes. Yeah. If they think the babies aren't going to make it or something, right? Is that what they do?
They're just like,
hamsters are wild.
Are you not entertained? Gladiator.
Oh, my God.
Hack. What?
Oh, my God.
Circle of life.
So, yeah, but how old were you? You weren't ready for the circle of life, right?
Right. Second grader. So, they had to bring counselors in.
So then there's a whole conversation that has to be had. Okay.
Right. People are, I lost a dog. This is, it brought up emotions for everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. All right. Thank you for sharing, Tina.
So we don't get to take them home?
You're so gross.
Melissa.
Yay.
Show and tell stories. What do you got?
So I'm a kindergarten teacher. I have got pretty much anything you can think of, but the most disgusting, kind of cool thing I got, not a baby, but a baby belly button.
What?
Like the umbilical
cord? Oh, they brought in
the thing that falls off?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just a little piece of the cord. It's a piece of the cord.
Yep.
Was it their own or was it their sibling?
It was their baby sister.
Yeah, because it dries. It eventually goes away. We kept it for a long time and it eventually just kind of decomposes into nothing.
Into dust.
It's a tiny, it looks like you can't put it anywhere near where you store jerky because you might just.
grab it and have a bite.
But I'm the gross one.
Okay, but Melissa, I think you told Tiak a couple of other things and I'm real curious about what they were.
Oh, everything from mommy's panties and play toys to daddy's bags of special food. Yeah.
Tell us more about mommy's play toys.
Yes. Mama's play toys came to school.
Are you not?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We have found the Achilles heel of Erica.
What?
Listen, bro, just let me finish.
It's kind of also the Achilles heel of T-Hack.
Yeah, but he doesn't like to say it, but you don't like to hear it.
No,
bro.
And you know why?
Hey, bro. Why don't you like
no
to hear it, bro?
I am no one's bro.
Oh, like, bro.
I am just not a bro.
We're not allowed to call you bro ever? Like,
no, you can call me dude.
How can I call you dude but not bro? Yeah.
Well, I say dude a lot. So that's
why. Oh, so if you use a word wrong.
And even in like a funny way, my friend will say, like Hulk Hogan, hell yeah, brother.
I use brother a lot.
And I am okay with that. And I say it sometimes and probably have to you guys.
In the Hulk Hogan voice?
Hell yeah, hell brother. Yeah, brother. Yeah, exactly. Yours was a lot better than mine there. Yeah. But bro, don't hit me with a bro. I'm not skateboarding and I'm also not that's a boy. Weird.
But brother is the same. It's just the shorter version.
It's different.
For some reason, what we want to talk about is the words you want to eradicate from the English language. And they don't even have to be, like, some of them are going to be words. Some of them are going to be slangs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm just going to say, I don't understand skibbity and I think it's got to stop.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it means.
I don't either. I think it's suspect or like weird. It's not good. Like, that's skibbity. It's not good. Isn't it not good?
I
think skibbity's not good.
It comes from skibbity toilet. My kids are very into the toilet
guy. No, they're into skibbity toilet.
And that's where it came from.
It's brain rot.
I don't know. They haven't like watched it. They just like, we've like printed off the skibbity toilet picture for them to color.
Good? Skibbity's bad.
I don't know.
Aaron's looking up what skibbity is because I have no concept because I
don't think it really has a
yes, it
meaning.
Because like I've seen like, have you seen the clips of like dads talking to their teenage daughters and only using things? It's just like, oh, no cap. Oh my God, that's so skibbity. And they're just doing these things and the daughters start to catch on like, wait, what are you doing, dad?
It can be used to describe something good, bad, weird, or just a filler.
Okay,
and
that's not a word.
But I think it's kind of like.
That's not a word.
It depends on the context of which you're using it, which I don't like.
No, bro, I'm with you. I feel you, bro.
You say bro.
I feel you, bro.
One more time.
I struggle with bro because I feel like I should be using it more, especially when I'm talking to other males like my age when we bro out. But I don't use bro enough, so it feels forced. It feels awkward.
When does it become bruh? Are you allowed to say bruh? Come on, bruh.
I don't know.
You're not.
I
can't say that.
No.
Do I need like Rasta beads or something? Is it just a reggae thing?
Pick up that skateboard. We'll
try it. Well, like I don't know. I have skate shoes. I have like
bruh.
I just don't like any of it.
Oh yeah, you try it, Erica.
Yeah, bruh. Yeah, it's all very try hard for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. How about jelly as a word?
Yeah, I probably use it.
Only if it's come with peanut butter attached to it.
No.
You can never say.
I used to say it as like, oh man, I'm so jealous. I'm jelly.
I'm jelly.
But now I don't. I say I'm jealous.
I feel like I still will text that I'm jelly. And I know it's annoying, but.
Let's just do it together. Can we just do it together? Let's count out the syllables. Jealous. How many is that?
Two.
Okay, let's do jelly. Jelly. Oh, you didn't shorten it. Just say it.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like you need to calm down.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
OMG.
Can you try saying, come on, bro?
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, bro isn't working for you.
Here's what we need.
Something's wrong with
something
bro.
Something about
real,
it isn't good.
I'm not
here's what we need. We need you to add to our list of words that you want to banish from the English language. And if you call with any words that I say, like or you will not be let through.
In front of the line.
Or yai.
No, yai is, nobody's going to banish yai.
No.
Please don't let them through. But like, if there's a word that you want to go away forever, this is your chance to make your case. 303-222-5423. Text that number, call that number.
I used to be a big user of iconic.
Interesting.
I hate it now. Like, oh my God, it was so iconic. Her dress on the carpet, it was iconic. Yeah, no, I hate it.
Mm.
I can't stand
because it. Because you overused it, you think?
Yeah.
I think we as a culture
do that. Therefore, nothing
is
iconic.
Truly nothing is iconic anymore.
We do that with amazing.
Yeah.
We do that
amazing.
With
amazing.
We do that with hilarious.
Mm.
Yeah.
You don't think I'm hilarious?
You're closer to iconic than you are hilarious. It's what? Why?
Where are you looking? What
I'm sorry.
Is going on? Did
well,
you?
I thought I saw something fall from the ceiling. I also might be having a brain moment.
Okay. Is it because you know I'm going to say the word?
What word?
Moist.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, she made the face though. You know what she's
it's
doing?
Not my favorite.
You know what you're doing? You're doing the reverse psychology. You don't need to know that it's a weakness for you, but you don't like it.
I think that.
You say it.
10 years ago, moist. I think that 10 years ago, it was. There was so much hatred for the word that now it's like, yeah, we get it. You don't like the word.
But it's just a word. Don't give the word power.
Yeah.
You don't give the word
power. All I'm saying is, if somebody brought you a cake, what do you want it to be more than anything else in the world?
You want a moist cake.
Chocolate. Yeah. A moist. Moist. Got it. My the thing
Hack, we're not ordering. Just say whatever.
That isn't just a case. I didn't know.
Oh man!
The one that I hate the most it's like a phrase. And it drives me nuts when people say "I could care less."
Oh yeah,
I hate
that's incorrect.
It. Yes, it's incorrect. You could care less. That means you care a bit, and you could care less than what you currently
it's
care.
Couldn't if you're going to say it,
you yes, could not couldn't. Care less. Yes, just say it right, please.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
All right, bro.
Oh no!
All right, whatever your phrase is, we will. We'll make it go away somehow. My big thing, though, I just want to say, I just hate Erin and her entire generation because they abbreviate things, and that's what drives me nuts.
Like hubby?
That.
Oh, hate stop it, I hate that.
Don't, no one call me wifey.
Don't, no, ah!
Well, maybe my...
Like you, no, 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 just stop.
Yeah, wifey is longer.
Yeah, that's yeah, what
it's
I'm
not
thinking.
An abbreviation.
That's
not...
It's cute.
All right, if there's a word or a phrase you want eradicated, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are tearing apart the English language today. We are getting rid of words. Bro is on Erica's list.
Yeah.
I forget everybody else's list.
Could care less is mine. I hate that.
Yeah. I don't really have one, just abbreviations in general. My father, rest in peace, got in on it and just started using words like calc.
For calculator?
Yeah.
I mean, love calc. That.
What? No, you don't get...
It's cute, though.
But an abbreviation has to be worldly accept. Like, you don't just get to choose words and you say them shorter.
Why not?
Yeah, throw me that calc, bruh.
Right. Josh?
Yai.
What word are we, or phrase, are we getting rid of?
The word, and I feel like you really have to try hard to work it in a sentence, but it's hella. I don't get that word, hella.
That's a big NorCal
thing. There are people in this room
thing.
Who use it.
No. Does Aaron?
No.
Yes.
Then who are we looking at?
Hack.
I use it all the time. Yeah. Because you're kind of, it's like you're kind of getting to say a swear word.
You say, you know? That's really off character for you to be a hella guy.
That's why you say it?
I started saying it in high school. Yeah, I'd say hella all the time. I'd always write, like when I'd order food at the, I'd just put, I want hella, whatever.
Like hella amounts of Taco Bell sauce?
Yeah.
You want any Taco Bell sauce?
Hella. I say it at Chick-fil-A too. They get a little, they're like, sir.
It's my pleasure to hella you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do. Yeah. How much Chick-fil-A sauce? Hella. I want, yeah.
So I've always heard hella as like a, as like a modifier.
Mm.
Like it's like, hella good.
Right.
It's hella bad.
Oh, I always meant it's like a lot. Am I using it wrong? I mean, Josh,
no,
I
you
it.
Are.
I am a tryhard, so I am.
Okay. But don't you think that, yes, you're just removing it as a modifier and just using it as that, a lot. Like hella good is a lot good.
Yeah.
Hella bad.
Yeah.
Isn't there a song, hella good?
Got my feeling hella good.
There we go, thank
so
you.
Let's just keep on.
Devin?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we getting rid of?
The word literally, we use it way too much.
And the crowd goes wild.
But it is literally a thing.
It's not always literally.
No, if you're being literal, you're not speaking figuratively. We know you're being literal. You're not joking.
Are you, Devin, are you calling because of me? Because I do say it too much. Is this a dig at me? You can just say it. It's okay.
You say it hella.
The last year and a half, it has been literally way over to you.
But, okay. I know I internalize everything and make everything about me, right? Do you think she's talking to me or no?
I think that she's talking to everyone.
I didn't know. I think she's talking to me. I think she's literally decided to kill me today. She literally wants me dead.
Okay, well.
She literally. Okay, thank you. I do find myself. I know I use it incorrectly. I know that. But I think we kind of have accepted certain things. Like, chomping at the bit. We've accepted that.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
You're like, are you really excited to do something? I'm chomping at the bit. But thanks for mansplaining what chomping is. But the phrase is not chomping at the bit. It's champing at the bit. And we all just have accepted that.
Yeah.
Well, that chomping at the bit is like a horse getting ready to run the derby.
Right. But it's actually champing. Okay.
Can we? I didn't quite get it.
Please tell me the video cameras have her at least just doing that. We just need her.
It's like my dog. He does that all the time to me. He goes, okay, anyway.
He literally does it all
he
the time.
He literally does that.
Carol?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. What word or phrase are we getting rid of?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're...
I cannot. It started with my kids, and I just can't stand it. Mm-hmm. When they go, whatever.
It's very dismissive.
Yeah.
I can say yes. If my kids said that.
You can use it in so many different connotations. It has so many different meanings depending on how you say it.
It doesn't. It just means whatever. I don't hate this one. Wait, it's just like whatever.
But also you could use it in a sentence. Like whatever you want. That still sounds condescending.
Yeah.
No, it's like, whatever. Do you want Chick-fil-A or do you want...
Whatever.
Pizza, like whatever.
But sometimes I want you to make up your mind. Pick one.
Whatever.
Don't give me a what. No. Ooh. No.
Okay, Rob?
Yai.
Yai. What word are we getting rid of? What word do I say that you hate is what this is turning into. What are we getting rid of?
I don't know if you say it, but I'm on a one-man crusade to stop people from saying processes. You would never say I've had many successes in radio business.
No slacker would not.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know rent's out of control, but don't do what this guy did.
Okay.
And I've got a story that'll really make you think twice before going shopping here.
I'm so scared.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
This story is out of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Oh. Nollins.
You guys are going to feel so
Give
weird.
Give me some gumbo and some etouffee.
What was the last thing you asked for?
Etouffee. It's another like jambalaya.
Oh,
gumbo.
There's a lot of words happening today that you're using.
I know
that
you're struggling.
I
you're on the struggle
get.
Bus.
Right.
Etouffee.
Okay.
All right.
Well, this man in Louisiana decided that he would like to pleasure himself.
Mm. Oh.
The problem is.
I heard they do that down there in Louisiana.
You know what, boys? Do whatever you wish.
Yeah.
In your homes.
Oh. He wasn't at home when he decided.
A little bit confused, and he was shopping at Lowe's, so it looked like his home, right? It looked like the inside of a home.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's very
I mean, I love those display things in there.
Well, he went into one of the
kitchen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
oh, you could go through the doors, and you're like, here I am again. Well, the problem is, he went into a shed, and he was caught pleasuring himself, and he was arrested on Mother's Day of all days to be doing this. What's happening at Lowe's that he's like, I gotta go in there and get this done.
That lumber smells real nice.
I mean, he closed the door.
Yeah. It's a she shed. It's a he shed.
That's for sure.
Okay. All right, so he's going to jail. That's illegal then.
He's absolutely going to jail, and he claimed, I was just watching YouTube. Oh, and he was fully naked.
Okay. Let's cancel our Saturday plans. It is illegal.
Maybe Home Depot. Maybe it's more legal at the depot. Where doers get more done.
Stop that.
Stop.
My story's out of Las Vegas.
Dang it! What?
There's a different song you could have gone with.
Viva!
Yeah, I don't know what just happened there. Okay.
There was a man living in Las Vegas. He was upset about his rent getting raised.
Rent's too damn high!
Yeah, as we can all agree. Yep. He was a 66-year-old man. He thought about, you know, maybe I'll talk to the landlord. Maybe I'll work out a payment plan or
that's
something.
Yeah.
He said, or I'll go with option C. I'll burn the place down.
Oh, yeah, no, that's an option.
So
that raises the rent, typically.
Yeah, he said, and I'm before that, I'm going to get drunk.
Oh.
So he had a bottle of whiskey.
Okay.
He poured some lighter fluid outside, and he lit the building on fire. He really did it.
He did real put his stuff inside?
It's unclear.
Was he trying to get renter's insurance?
What?
Like, I think he was just angry that they raised the rent, so he said, now no one will pay rent.
Okay.
Cops arrived at the scene, and they located him. He was still drunk, holding a bottle of whiskey and lighter paint. He had everything on him.
All right, so they knew it was him, and he's going.
Yeah. He's in jail, charged with arson.
And now he's homeless.
Yeah, $20,000 bail. So.
Okay.
We could go get him.
Huh. He could, yeah. He wants to live in a shed, though, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what happens in the shed.
Okay.
All right. Eric is not going to love this, but go ahead.
Those are all the stupid people we could find.
No.
For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.